Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the prophetic experience, where the word of the Lord comes alive, with nationally known prophet Laron Matthews. Prophet Matthews has prophesied to Kurt Franklin, Ty Trabert, Bishop Rance Allen, many world leaders, just to name a few, and he welcomes the international world and families to his ministry. He recognized the pains, hurts, disappointment, and needs of the people through love, faith, prayer, and communication. God has anointed Prophet Matthews to be able to meet the challenges of a generation and people searching for an authentic message that reaches a pressure-filled life with the strength of God's love for them. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the service. God bless you.
Recording started.
God bless you all, and I welcome you today to another prophetic experience, time of prayer. I am excited about what God is doing in a time where the world is faced with so many major challenges, warfare, battles, and actually war around the world. The men and women of God, of the faith who believe and trust in God and know that he is the omnipotent, he's the omniscient, and he knows that he is the omnipresent, all-knowing God to stand with us in us and on our behalf. As we prepare to take this time to pray, I want those that are listening in from around the world, we're standing with you, and we're going to believe God with you and for you. So on today, whatever it is that you have before God and your faith is activated through the strength of other intercessors and prayer warriors and even yourself, we're going to believe God for you on today, knowing that God is a prayer answering God. No matter what we face with dilemmas or challenge, God will never leave us, forsake us, or even let us down. The word of the Lord God said, the eyes of the Lord God go to and fro throughout the earth to show himself strong on the behalf of them that are perfect towards him. I know that there are many men and women of God that are perfect towards the things of the Lord God. So if we take time to pray with our intercessors and our ministry gift, I want to prepare your heart, prepare your mind, and prepare your spirit for this time of prayer so that as we go before the Lord, the strength, the authority, and the glory of God is revealed through prayer. So many times, people are saying, I need a breakthrough, or we need a breakthrough. And this is a time to get your breakthrough through the power of prayer. Intercessors, prayer warriors, kingdom leaders, even those that are faced with emotional battle fatigue because of their work in the kingdom of God, we're standing with you all as well, too, and we're believing God for you and knowing that his will shall be done in all of these areas. We're getting ready to go into a powerful time of prayer. Now, all you need to do is set your heart as a flint. Stand with us, and we're standing with you. And I know whatever miracle you're asking God to do for you or to move on in your behalf or on your behalf, we're standing with you today. And we know that his will shall be done when you trust totally in God and not in yourself. I believe God for you today. We're getting ready to go into a powerful time of prayer. God bless you.
Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Most High, we thank and praise you for today. The scripture reading will come out of the Contemporary Version, and it's going to be Psalm 20. Hallelujah. A prayer for victory. I pray that the Lord will listen when you are in trouble, and that the God of Jacob will keep you safe. May the Lord send help from his temple and come to your rescue from Mount Zion. May he remember your gifts and be pleased with what you bring. May God do what you want most. Let all go well with you. And then you will win victory, and we will celebrate. While raising our banners in the name of our God, may the Lord answer all your prayers. I am certain, Lord, that you will help your chosen king. You will answer my prayers from your holy place in heaven, and you will save me with your mighty arm. Some people trust the power of chariots and horses, but we trust you, Lord God. Others will stumble and fall, but we will be strong and stand firm. Give the king victory, hallelujah, and answer our prayers. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. The words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our strength and our redeemer. Bless your name. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. We thank you, Father, for this new month. Hallelujah. This new beginning that you've given us such a great opportunity, Father God. And in that, for those of us, we all connect and fasting and praying on this mighty day of us to come on one accord. So, Lord, we speak your commandments out today to start our month off in your glory and be reminded of the beauty of what you have chosen for us to live like, to pattern by. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, the Ten Commandments, Exodus 20. Thou shalt not have no other God before me. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. Honor thy father and thy mother. Thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. Thou shalt not covet. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. Hallelujah. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making the wise. Thank you for your Ten Commandments, our Ten Commandments. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Glory be to God. Precious is your name. Powerful is your name. Loving is your name. Hallelujah. There's peace and power. Hallelujah. Case by case, Father God. Your name, hallelujah, cures, heals the hand of the enemy and everything that he does to try to come against us. In the name of Jesus, we call on the power of the enemy to be eradicated on today. In the name of Jesus, glory be to God. Clear the atmosphere, Father. Clear the atmosphere. Clear the airwaves. Hallelujah. Stake your territory, Father God. Make your presence be known. Clear the atmosphere. Hallelujah. Jesus, 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 clear the atmosphere. We call on the power of the good God that we serve, the only great God. Jesus, clear the atmosphere, the blood of Jesus, hallelujah, through your sound. In Jesus' name. Thank you. So now, Lord, we call out for repentance. Glory be to God in the name of Jesus. We call out for repentance, Father God, by your sound of the ram. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Bless your name. Bless the name of Jesus, who's worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Thank you. Praise you. Glory be to God. Let your praises, hallelujah, the sound that we bring to you today be pleasing to your ears on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We repent of anywhere we lost our way with you on today, Father God, or even on yesterday and the day before. Glory be to God. We repent, Father God. We call on your teachings today. Hallelujah. Your instructions on today. Hallelujah. By obeying your instructions, we are greatly rewarded. Forgive us of our sins today, Father God, right up to this very moment. Hallelujah. Let us have an opportunity to reflect where we've fallen short. Hallelujah. Sin without knowing it, omission. Yes, Lord. Cause us to reflect so we can get those things right with you and man. In the name of Jesus, Father God, we repent of sin. Hallelujah. We have truly taken for granted, hallelujah, your mercy. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Sins of commission. My God, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, let us not do wrong on purpose. My God, Lord, or let sin have control over our lives in the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Then we will be innocent. In Jesus' name, and not guilty of some terrible fault. In the name of Jesus, we're calling on you, Father, to forgive us of our sins. Because forgive us of our sins, of things that we've said and done. Hallelujah. That can delay the process of what you're doing in our lives. Delay the angelic activity that you have given us to go out and do a thing. That can shut doors and that you have caused to be opened by our mouths, our actions, things we've done that can cause a setback. We know you are the God of more than enough. Glory be to God. And you have our back. Hallelujah. Because your hand is powerful. Glory be to God. We seek your face on today, Father. In the name of Jesus, as your official legislator and law enforcement agents, that's where we are. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, we come in the resurrected name of Jesus today, whom we are and whom we serve. Glory be to God. And at your name, Father God, every knee shall bow of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth. Glory be to God. We affect your original plan and purposes today, Father God. Your original plan and purposes for our lives today, Father God, against the plans and the purposes of Satan. We call on the power of the enemy to be eradicated today. Hallowed be thy name. Your name is powerful. Your name is great. You are the great I am. You are Jehovah Jireh, our provider. Hallelujah. You are the Lord, our maker. You are Jehovah Nissi. You are our banner, glory be to God, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah. You are our Lord of peace. Glory out of the basundi, out of the seke, out of basunda, yes, out of the seke, glory, hallelujah, glory, hallelujah, glory, hallelujah, glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You are Abba, Father. You are Abba, Father. Hallelujah, hallelujah, which art in heaven. Hallowed be thy name. Hallowed be thy name. Hallelujah, the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. We come against every tactic that the enemy has tried to commit against us, every diabolical plan the enemy has tried to bring against us. We call on the power, the matchless name of Jesus, hallelujah, to cover us, hallelujah, over everything. Lord, you said from the man of God that you are, yes, out of your word, glory be to God. You knew us before we was even formed in the womb, glory be to God. So we call on that power, hallelujah, these years all to get us here, Father God. We call on that power, hallelujah, that only you can indwell within these temples by our obedience to you, Father God, to your word, hallelujah, to your wisdom, to your knowledge, to your understanding of how to walk through this land, glory be to God, and be blessed. We lift false burdens right now and move feelings of heaviness and oppression and depression. We cast them upon the Lord right now who sustains us. Glory be to God. In the name of Jesus, Father God, hallelujah, we ask you now, Father God, to heal. Glory be to God. Heal. Hallelujah. So we rebuke, hallelujah, and dismantle and cast out every spirit of cancer, hallelujah, that would try to eat up our flesh. Glory be to God. We rebuke any sickness that would come up to eat up our flesh in Jesus' name. We rebuke and cast out any spirit of cancer, hallelujah, that would tempt itself to attach itself. Thank you, Holy Spirit, to attach itself against our lungs, our bones, our breath, our throat, our back, my God, our spine, our liver, our kidneys, our pancreas, our skin, our stomach, in the name of Jesus. We rebuke and cast out right now in the name of Jesus diabetes, high blood pressure, my God, low blood pressure, my God, heart disease, glory be to God, stroke, kidney failure, whether through alcoholic means or whatever thing attached itself, Lord, we come against that thing. Glory be to God, that thing, that imp, we come against leukemia, blood disease, breathing problems, arthritis, lupus, Alzheimer's, dementia, yes, we call a sound mind, insomnia, oh God, hallelujah, oh God, send our enemies a dream. Hallelujah, that's trying to come against our sleep and cause insomnia. Send our enemies a dream, hallelujah, and the authority on our lives, Father God, cause them to retreat and be paralyzed. Hallelujah. No sickness, no plague shall come near our dwelling, for your word says so. We command every germ of sickness that touches our body to die in the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Bless your name, Jesus. You're worthy to be praised. You're worthy. Hallelujah. Draw out your spirit and stop everything that the enemy is trying to do. Hallelujah. Let them be confounded and put to shame that's trying to come against us right now in the name of Jesus. Cure your people, Father God. Heal your people in the natural and in the spirit. Let the enemy fall by his own counsel right now in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Let everything that the enemy do fall into its incubation and die. Don't even give it a chance to incubate right now. Hallelujah. Expose satanic harassments and rebuke satanic concentrations right now in the name of Jesus, Lord. I call, hallelujah, for your people, glory be to God, with the power invested in me to bring a halt to all satanic surveillances. Hallelujah, in Jesus' name. We lift the false burden. We remove the feelings of heaviness. For you said oppression and depression has no place in us. We cast them upon your shoulders, Father God. You are the one who sustains us. We shall not be moved. Glory be to God. Any interruption, any demonic interruption or interception or red knee. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Let him be burned in the very fire that they live for. Glory be to God. You are our Redeemer. You are our Lord of Lords. Glory be to God. Smite them right where they are. All the spirits are trying to come against your people to tear down their homes, to tear down their work. Hallelujah. To tear down the promises. Smite it right where it's. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Anything operating that is not of you, Father God, smite it, expose it, tie the hands of the enemy behind his back, tie his feet, get and put a plug in his mouth. Right now, with the floodgates of heaven, prevail against it. Hallelujah. Let all the evil powers in the name of Jesus of heaven be shaken. All the evil powers be shaken right now. Hallelujah. To try to come against your people. Let the angels be released in war right now against any spirit in the heavens. Designed to block your people. Designed to block our prayers. Designed to block the answered prayers. Come against these setbacks. Let the heavens be opened up upon our lives. Over our lives. Open up, and let us see visions on today. Hallelujah, bless your name, Jesus. You're worthy to be praised. Let our eyes be enlightened. Take the cataracts off the eyes of your people. Take the scale it. Just be hearers, Father God, and not just hear, but doers of your word. Right now we speak that we are hearers and just hearers, but doers of your word today. Cause your candle to shine upon our heads on today, Father. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Make the darkness light for your people. Hallelujah. Lord, we call on the treasures now. The treasures. Hallelujah. The treasures of hidden treasures. Give us the treasures, Father God, of darkness and hidden riches and secret places. We are blessed and highly favored right now in the name of Jesus, glory be to God. We will not fall into the decisions of the lion demon of what we don't have because you have given us more than enough, and we stand on your word that we have more than enough. We are more than conquerors right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Cause our eyes to be blessed today, Father. In the name of Jesus, glory be to God. Let your reins instruct us in the night season and awaken us with revelation on today. Cause revelation unto your people today in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Let our ladder be greater. Hallelujah. Let our ladder be greater, Father God. Give us increase, Father God. Give us the money to increase, even in our tithes and our giving. Give us the money to increase, and yet that give us obedience when we get the money. Glory be to God. In the name of Jesus, we come against that spirit of greed right now that's going throughout the nation. We come against the spirit of greed. Come against the spirit of greed that's causing destruction. What does it profit a man to gain the whole world and lose his soul? Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, we plead the blood, the mighty, matchless blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. We decree and declare that your anointing, hallelujah, will your anointing fall fresh upon your people on today. Cause a fresh supply of your spirit be on your people today who are worn, tired, ready to give up in well-doing. Glory. Give them a song, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We decree and declare that all anointing, all covenants, all contracts, all chains, all fetters, all proclivities, all caps, activities that are contrary to or opposed or hinder the fulfillment of your original word for us, Father God. Your original plan and purposes for us today, Father God, is broken in the name of Jesus. We will flourish in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare that your people flourish like a palm tree. Hallelujah. And grow like a cedar of Lebanon. I cause our latter day, yes, Lord, in the day, cause our latter day, our latter end to be greatly increased. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. We can run through a truth. I decree and declare that we are running through a truth. Hallelujah. And we're leaping over walls today. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Increase us. Increase us. Increase us. Expand us. Oh, bless us indeed and extend our territory. Hold our hand and keep us from any hurt or harm and any evil. Keep us from even hurting ourselves. Keep our mouths from hurting those in authority. We come against the spirit of rebellion because we know rebellion in the name is witchcraft. We know that rebellion, hallelujah, rebellion from you and rebellion against our leaders, hallelujah, can cause damnation. We have the victory through Christ. I speak that we have the victory through Christ over our people, over the people in the land, over the people on this line in the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. We come against all pride right now in the name of Jesus. Haughtiness, arrogance, vanity, ego, disobedience, rebellion. We come against those spirits. We call them out. We send them back to the pits of hell from whence they come. In the name of Jesus. All ungodly soul ties. We come against immoral relationships in the name of Jesus. We come against them. You know that bad company corrupt good manners, Lord. And it's Yahshua. We put on Christ today in the name of Jesus. We have liberty in Christ today. We decree and declare that we are an heir of God through Jesus Christ. We are sitting in heavenly places. Thank you, Lord, for sitting on the right hand of the Father, continuing to make intercession for your people. We renounce any ungodly patterns right now in the name of Jesus and beliefs that has nothing to do with the word of God. Ungodly covenants. Glory be to God. Any cults. Ministries that are operating in cults and have a blindness. The cataracts take them off their eyes if they don't see. When members are designed to lead and move on and grow. And ministries come after them like a cultish mentality. We come against that monitoring spirit now. Release them and let them grow. And we speak over those ministries that they grow because of the obedience of releasing what they have groomed or had an opportunity to be graced by. We are only owned by our Father, and we thank and praise you, Jesus, that you called us your own. We are blessed and highly favored. So now, Father, we forgive any person who has ever hurt us, Father God, or disappointed us, Father God, abandoned us, Father God, mistreated us, Father God, or rejected us in the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. All fear. Hallelujah. All fear and belief and doubt. We free ourselves from the court. The enemy of the accuser, hallelujah, tries to come against us. We renounce all fear and unbelief, the enemy power. We take back what we have allowed the enemy to steal from us because we know he is here to rob, steal, kill, and destroy, and he has no power. But as we go through this time of recognition of what we have allowed to get out of our hands, we snatch it back. Right now in the name of Jesus. And we triumph in Christ. Hallelujah. We triumph in Christ. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, we decree and declare these things are so. And we stand on it. And we're walking in your truth and in your precepts. And these things we pray. Father, I am released.
Hallelujah. Glory to your name, Father. We bless you, we bless you, we bless you, and we praise you on this day, Father God, on this wonderful day that you have made, Father God, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it, Father God, and we just come thanking you, God. Glory, hallelujah, for the many blessings, oh God, that you have poured upon our lives, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. We thank you, God. Glory, hallelujah, for even how, oh, God, you woke us up on this morning, Father God, and started us on our way, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, somebody close your eyes, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. A moment ago, a second ago, an hour ago, even in the midnight hour, oh, God, somebody left us, but you saw fit to keep us amongst the living, Father God, and we are grateful, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. And we just thank you, God, for your loving kindness and your tender mercies. Oh, God, glory, hallelujah. With all that is going on, oh, God, on this earth realm, Father God, you just continue to keep on keeping us, Father God, to keep on hedging us in with divine protection, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, us and our families, Father God, and we just want to say thank you. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. And Father God, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah. We just give you praise on today, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Because you are worthy to be praised, oh, God. You sit high above the land, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, so we exalt you on today, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah. We thank you for your love, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. For us, your people, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, we thank you, God. Hallelujah. And, Father God, I thank you, God, hallelujah, for each and every person under the sound of my voice on today, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. I thank you, God, that you are moving right now by your spirit, Father God, on behalf of them, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. On behalf of each of us, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. For you know the need, Father God. You know, oh, God, glory, hallelujah, our point of need, Father God, and you're able to match our point of need, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. So I give you the praise, I give you the glory, and I give you the honor. And Father God, hallelujah, I lift up, oh God, Evangelist Teasley on today, Father God, and I thank you, God, glory, hallelujah, oh God, for her sound, Father God. I thank you for the woman of God, Father God. I thank you, God, glory, hallelujah, oh God, for hallelujah. You just strengthening her right now, Father God, and filling her back up, Father God, even as she poured out, Father God, on today, Father God. I thank you, God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, that you're strengthening her lungs right now, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. And you're increasing her sound, Father God, right now, Father God. You're sharpening her sound even more, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, I thank you, God, that her sound breaks through, Father God, that spiritual realm, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. It breaks through, Father God, and it pierces, oh, God. Glory, hallelujah, and cuts every single demon, oh, God. Glory, hallelujah, every single ant, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, oh, God. And I'm just giving you praise and glory and honor for what you're doing, even in her life, Father God, the things she have up before you, oh, God. Glory, hallelujah, even the project, oh, God, that she's working on, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. I thank you, God, that you're blessing them right now, Father God. I thank you, God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah, that you're setting her up right now, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, I thank you that her food and water is blessed, Father God. I thank you, God, hallelujah, that business deal, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, it shall go forth, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah. Oh, God, I give you the praise. I give you the glory. I give you the honor for you covering her mother. Oh, God, glory, hallelujah, for you covering, hallelujah, her daughter, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, for you covering each and every one of her relatives, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, for you just doing a new thing in her life, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, I thank you and I praise you for the woman of God. Hallelujah. And, Father God, I thank you, God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, for Dr. Lavon Matthews on today. Father God, I thank you, God, for what you're doing in his life. Father God, I thank you, God, for you shifting. Oh, God, even his atmosphere, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, for you taking him higher and deeper in you, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. I thank you, God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah, for that profound sound that comes out of him, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, even as you open his mouth, Father God, and speak, oh, God, glory, hallelujah, what thus saith you, Father God, glory, hallelujah, oh, God, I thank you, God, for how you've taken him in and about and around your people, Father God, glory, hallelujah, and even as he traveled, Father God, all across the land, Father God, glory, hallelujah, I thank you, God, hallelujah, as he blesses your people, Father God, glory, hallelujah, oh, God, hallelujah, oh, God, that he is, oh, God, blessed because he is a blessing, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, I thank you, God, glory, hallelujah, that everywhere his feet tread is blessed, everything his hand touches is blessed, Father God, glory, hallelujah. I thank you, God, for you pouring down right now, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, new wisdom from on high, Father God, glory, hallelujah. I thank you, God, for you placing the rhema word in his mouth for your people, oh, God, even on this weekend, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, I thank you, God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah. Oh, God, that you're opening up, Father God, to them right now, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah. Mystery, come on high, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Unlocking new codes to them, Father God, even as you place the key in his hand, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, to unlock destiny, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, I give you praise. I give you glory, and I give you honor for the man of God and all that you're doing. Oh, God, in his life, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, I thank you, God, hallelujah. Oh, God, for his family, Father God, for you covering his family, his parents and his children and grandchildren. Oh, God, the siblings and nieces and nephews, the aunties and uncles, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Each and every person connected. Oh, God, glory, hallelujah to him, Father God. His friends, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. His colleagues, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Cover them, Father God. Each and every person on this line, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, that is connected to the ministry, Father God. I thank you, God, for covering them, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, and keeping them, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. I thank you, God. Glory, hallelujah, for you taking them. Oh, God, higher and deeper in you and your word as well, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. I thank you, God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, even, oh, God, for the local assembly, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, I thank you, God, for you covering each and every one on the leadership, Father God, even the lay people, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Each and every person in their prospective places, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, I thank you that your hand is upon them, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God, and you're moving by your spirit for them now, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, and you're keeping them safe, Father God, hedging them in. Oh, God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, we're angelic hosts, Father God, as your escorts, Father God, even as the angelic hosts escort Santa God, Father God. I thank you, God, and I praise you, God, for what you're doing right now, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. I thank you, God, for well portals opening up over your people right now, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. I thank you, God, that you've already stored up the wealth of the wicked for the righteous, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. So I thank you, God, hallelujah, for victory, Father God, for every leader on this line, each and every person, oh God, even in their ministry, Father God, those ministries connected to this conference line, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Those ministries connected to Dr. LaVon Matthews, Father God. I thank you, God, that you're moving on their request. Oh, God, of your people, Father God, glory, hallelujah. I thank you, God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah, for your worthiness, Father God, for your faithfulness, Father God, in our lives, Father God, glory, hallelujah. And I give you praise, I give you glory, even for the covenant partners, Father God, the virtual members, Father God. I give you praise, I give you glory, I give you honor, oh, God, and I just give you the praise, the glory, and the honor for all you're doing right now, oh, God. I thank you, God, that you're shifting this atmosphere right now, oh, God, and this atmosphere is conducive, oh, God, for blessings, oh, God, for breakthroughs, Father God, for breakouts, Father God, glory, hallelujah, oh, God, deliverance, oh, God, and salvation, Father God, glory, hallelujah, oh, God, for you are worthy and you are able, Father God, glory, hallelujah, and Father God, hallelujah, even in this noonday watch, Father God, where destruction lays waste at noonday, Father God, glory, hallelujah, I reach up right now, Father God, and I intercept every fiery dart that's being sent, oh, God, glory, hallelujah, at your people, Father God, I intercept every fiery dart that's being sent at Dr. LaVon Matthews, Father God, and I cast it back to the pit of hell in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. I render, oh God, the works of the enemy null and void right now, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. I cancel every assignment, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Every assignment, every snare, every trick and every trap of the enemy, oh God, I send it back to the dry place in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. And I just want to thank you and praise you, God, for all that you're doing for your people in this hour, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. And Father God, I pray right now, oh God, hallelujah, and I loose your love upon the people right now in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. And I stand on your word, Father God, in 1 Corinthians, oh God, 16 and 14, that says, let all that you do be done in love, oh God. So we thank you for your love flowing upon the people today, Father God. Oh God, glory, hallelujah. Oh God, and I loose your peace over the people today, Father God. Standing on your word in Isaiah 26 and 3, Father God, that says you keep them in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on you, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. And Father God, I loose your hope over the people today, Father God. Standing on your word, Father God, in Jeremiah 29 and 11, that says, for I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans for welfare and not for evil, to give you a future and a hope. Father God, glory, hallelujah. And I'm just giving you praise and glory and honor, hallelujah, even for your grace being loosed upon the people today. Father God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, standing on your word in Titus 3 and 7. Oh, God, it says, because of his grace, he made us right in his sight, hallelujah, and gave us, hallelujah, confidence that we will, hallelujah, inherit eternal life. Oh, God, so we loosen, along with your grace, we loosen salvation, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, because many, oh, God, hallelujah, think they got it all together, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Many, oh, God, glory, hallelujah, oh, God, think they had that ticket to heaven, oh, God, glory, hallelujah, when they got the wrong ticket, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Many, oh, God, think they're heaven bound, but they're hell bound, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. So, Father God, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah. It's not your desire, according to your word, that none should perish, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. So I just come thanking you, God, for salvation being the portion of us, your people, Father God, and even our families, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. I thank you, God. Glory, hallelujah, that you're drawing those lost loved ones to you right now, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Glory to your name, Father God. Hallelujah. For you are worthy and you are able, oh God, to do all things with fellows, Father God. Glory to your name, Father God. Worthy, worthy master. Hallelujah. Worthy master. Hallelujah. And Father God, hallelujah. Oh God, I lose your forgiving power over the people today, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh God, and I stand on your word in Isaiah 59 and 1 that says, behold, the Lord's hand is not shortened that it cannot save, nor his ear heavy that he cannot hear. Oh, God, glory, hallelujah. So, Father God, hallelujah. Oh, God, help us, oh, God, on today, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, to be recipients of your forgiveness, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. And help us, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, to forgive others of their trespasses against us, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, wash us, Father God. Soak us and saturate us and cleanse us in the precious blood of Jesus, forgiving us of every sin of omission and every sin of commission, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, are we binding up confusion on today, Father God? Glory, hallelujah, because you tell us in your word that you are not a God of confusion, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. So we send that confusion back to the pit of hell in the mighty name of Jesus. Now, Father God, glory, hallelujah, we're lifting up, oh, God, glory, hallelujah, the homeless on today, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, we pray right now in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. Glory, hallelujah, that you will make a way out of no way for them, Father God. We pray right now in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. Glory, hallelujah, that you would open up doors that no man can close for them, Father God, giving them permanent residency in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. Glory, hallelujah, giving them a fresh start, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, giving them a new lease on life, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah. We give you praise and we give you glory. Hallelujah, that they shall have homes to dwell in, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Permanent residency, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Homes of their own, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. A holy abode, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. For your people, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Hallelujah. That are homeless, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. And Father God, we pray for those that are hungry on today, Father God. Glory to your name, Father God. Hallelujah. Oh, God, we pray right now, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah, that you're filling the cupboards. You're filling the refrigerators, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. We pray right now in the mighty name of Jesus that you're filling bellies, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. We thank you, God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, for you sending your servants from the four corners of the earth, Father God, in different regions, Father God, to look on the homeless, Father God, to feed the homeless, oh, God, to even pay it forward in the grocery store. Pay off somebody's grocery bill, oh, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. Take a neighbor a covered dish, oh, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. And, Father God, hallelujah, we know that you care for your people, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. And we know that you would take care of the hungry, Father God, even if you got to drop down manna from heaven, just like you did for the children of Israel in the wilderness, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. And we just give you praise and glory and honor, Father God. Hallelujah. And Father God, we pray for those that are sick on today, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. We loose your healing balm of Gilead right now in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Glory, hallelujah. And Father God, hallelujah, touch those minds today, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. The minds of your people, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Those dealing with mental health issues today, Father God. Those dealing with bipolar disorder, Father God. We cast that bipolar disorder back to the pit of hell in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Glory, hallelujah. Those dealing, oh God, glory, hallelujah, for paranoia and schizophrenia, Father God. We bind it up right now. We send it back to the dry place in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Those dealing, Father God, glory, hallelujah, oh God, with mania, Father God, glory, hallelujah. We send it back to the the pit of hell in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Those dealing with the hallucinations, Father God. Oh God, stabilize your mind today, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. We send that, those hallucinations back to the pit of hell in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Glory to your name, Father God. Hallelujah. Oh God, those dealing with, oh God, glory, hallelujah. Oh God, hallelujah. Oh God, hallelujah. Lunacy today, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh God, we send that lunacy back to the pit of hell right now in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. For you are worthy, oh God. You are able, oh God, hallelujah, to do all things with self, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. And those dealing with that split personality, Father God, we send it back to the pit of hell in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Or that dissociative disorder, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. We bury it in the pit of hell, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. We command a hellfire, oh God, to burn it up right now in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. For you are worthy and you are able, Father God. Hallelujah. Oh God, we're binding up those mind-binding spirits. Oh God, glory, hallelujah, of confusion, oh God, of fear, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. And we send it back to the pit of hell in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. We're binding up anxiety today, Father God. We're binding up, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh God, hallelujah. We're binding up, oh God, glory, hallelujah. Everything that's operating in the mind is not like you on today, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. We bind up depression and oppression today, Father God. We send it back to the pit of hell in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Glory to your name, Father God. Hallelujah. And we thank you, God, hallelujah, that those suicide thoughts are being canceled right now and sent back to the dry place in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. For you are worthy, oh God. For you are able, oh God. Hallelujah. Oh God, to touch, oh God, with your nail-scarred hands and heal right now, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh God, we thank you, God, that you're touching those, oh God, with cancer today, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. We command every cancer cell to dry up right now and go back to the pit of hell in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. We thank you, God, glory, hallelujah. Oh God, that you're touching those, oh God, with high blood pressure on today, Father God. Glory to your name, Father God. We thank you, God, hallelujah, that those blood pressures stabilizing right now, Father God. We thank you, God, that you're touching those with diabetes on today, Father God. Glory to your name, Father God. We thank you, God, that diabetes, oh God, and those blood sugars are stabilizing right now. Oh God, we command diabetes to lift up off your people today, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. And be cast into the hellfire in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. We thank you, God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh God, hallelujah. Oh God, that you're touching right now, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. The heart right now, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, we thank you, God, that the heart palpitations, Father God, the chest pain, Father God, glory, hallelujah, is being cast into the fiery sea right now, oh God. Glory, hallelujah. We thank you, God, right now. Oh God, glory to your name, Father God. Hallelujah. Oh God, hallelujah. Heart attacks and strokes, oh God, are being cast into the fiery sea right now in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. We thank you, God. Glory to your name, Father God. Hallelujah. Oh God, hallelujah. That you're opening up heart valves today, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. You're unclogging arteries today, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Glory to your name, Father God. Hallelujah. And Father God, hallelujah. Oh God, I thank you, God, that you're touching the heart of man, Father God. Today, Father God, you're turning their heart towards you, Father God, and you're chiseling away, Father God, and breaking and destroying, oh God, their stony heart and giving them a heart of flesh today, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus, and a heart after you, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. A true heart after you, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh God, because Father God, you know the heart of man, oh God, and you know the true intents of man's heart, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. So I thank you, God, hallelujah, oh God, for, oh God, realness, oh God, glory, hallelujah, a real heart towards you, Father God, glory, hallelujah, you're healing it from the inside out, Father God, those that have been heartbroken, Father God, I thank you that you're healing them from the inside out, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, for you are worthy, oh God, and I thank you, God, that you're touching right now the lungs, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, I thank you, God, that you're getting into that respiratory system, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. I thank you, God, glory, hallelujah, that fluid in the lungs is being cast into the fiery sea, oh, God, glory, hallelujah. I thank you for easy breathing for your people today, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah, and I thank you, God, that as you breathe on them, they shall breathe, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. So we cancel and bronchitis and, oh God, and asthma today, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Glory to your name, Father God. We're canceling colds and flus, oh God. Glory, hallelujah. Allergies and hay fever, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. We're canceling the COVID today, Father God. Coronavirus, Father God. And every one of the strains, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Glory to your name, Father God. Worthy, 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 worthy master. Oh God, I thank you that you're moving over your people today, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh God, I thank you that you're touching those kidneys today, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. I thank you, God, hallelujah, that you're functioning exactly how you designed them to function, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, I thank you, God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh God, hallelujah for that one. Oh God, are those ones waiting for that kidney, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, that, oh God, the phone shall ring, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, they shall hear on the other end, come get your kidney, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. And that kidney shall be compatible to them, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Glory to your name, Father God. Hallelujah. And I thank you, God, that you're touching the liver right now, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, that you're repairing the liver, the damaged liver. You're repairing it right now. You're healing it right now, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Glory, hallelujah. For you are worthy, Father God. Hallelujah. Oh, God, I thank you, God, that you're touching that throat area today, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, that scratchy throat, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. That swollen throat and those swollen lymph nodes, Father God. I thank you, God, glory, hallelujah, that they have to come under the obedience of your word, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Glory to your name, Father God. Hallelujah. I thank you, God, for you touching that esophagus today, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, that digestive tract, Father God. Glory to your name, Father God. Hallelujah. We command that acid reflux, oh God. Glory, hallelujah, to go back to the pit of hell in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. We command erosion of the esophagus. Oh God, glory, hallelujah, to heal right now in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Glory to your name, Father God. Hallelujah. Oh God, and I thank you, God. Glory, hallelujah, that you're touching that stomach cavity, Father God. We binding up nausea today, Father God. We binding up, Father God, gastritis today, Father God. We binding up tumors and ulcers in the stomach today, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh God, abdominal pain, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we bind it up, oh God, and we send it back to the dry place, oh God. Glory to your name, Father God. Hallelujah. Oh God, I thank you, God, for you touching the bowel area today, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Glory, hallelujah. You're regulating bowels today, Father God. Irritable bowel syndrome. We put you on notice and we command you to take your rightful place in the pit of hell right now in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Loose bowels, we command you to line up with the word of God. Hallelujah. Oh God, we give you praise, we give you glory, we give you honor for what you're doing in the bowel system, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh God, hallelujah. For you are worthy, oh God. Glory, hallelujah. Move into the colon tract, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. We cancel those polyps and cast them into the fiery sea, oh God. Glory, hallelujah. We cancel colon cancer, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. And we thank you, God, that you are cleansing, oh God, the colon with the balm right now, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Glory, hallelujah. We cancel them right now, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Gallstones and kidney stones right now. We thank you, God, that they're dissolving and being cast into the fiery sea in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Glory to your name, Father God. Hallelujah. For you are worthy and you are able, Father God. Hallelujah. Glory, 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 glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, God, and I thank you, God, hallelujah, that you're touching migraines today, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, I thank you, God, glory, hallelujah, that fevers and flus are leaving right now in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. I thank you, God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, that you're touching the memory today, Father God. Dementia, oh, God, we command you to go back to the pit of hell in the mighty name of Jesus. Alzheimer's, we command you to go back to the pit of hell in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah, short term, oh, God. Memory loss, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. We thank you, God, that you're stabilizing it right now, Father God. Long-term memory. Oh, God, we thank you, God's problems. We thank you, God, that you're stabilizing it right now in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. And, Father God, aneurysms have got to go right now in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. Brain tumors have got to go right now in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. Glory to your name, Father God. Hallelujah. I thank you, God, that you're touching that cellular system right now. Oh, God, and lining up with your word, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. I thank you, God, that you're touching that muscular system right now and it's lining up with your word, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. I thank you, God, that you're touching that circulatory system, oh, God, and the blood is flowing. Oh, God, just how you designed it to flow, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. Glory to your name, Father God. Hallelujah. I thank you, God, that you're touching that nervous system, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. I thank you, God, that you're touching that spine, oh, God, cervical spine and the lumbar spine right now, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. You're correcting the spine right now, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, you're going down into the sciatic nerve, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, and you're healing it right now, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. You're going down into the legs, oh, God. Glory, hallelujah, in the feet, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Well, we command that edema to go right now in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. Glory, hallelujah, getting in the shoulders, in the arms, in the fingers, oh, God. Glory, hallelujah. We command the pain and edema to go right now in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. For you are worthy and you are able, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, to do all things but fail, oh, God. Glory to your name, Father God. Hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah. Touch the eyes today, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Dissolve those cataracts supernaturally, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Touch that, dissolve that glaucoma supernaturally, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. Clear up that blurry vision today, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. Glory to your name, Father God. Hallelujah. For you are worthy and you are able, Father God. Touch the female anatomy today, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Touch that cervix. Touch that, oh, God. Glory, hallelujah, that uterus, Father God. Touch right now, Father God, those ovaries, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah. We command them to line up with your word, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Cysts and cancer in the female anatomy. We command it to go right now in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. Touch that prostate right now, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. Heal it right now, oh, God. Shrink that enlarged prostate right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Remove that cancer out of the prostate today, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. For you are worthy, oh, God. For you are able, oh, God, to do all things with self, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. And we bind it up spirits of lust today, Father God. Incubus and succubus, we command you to go back to the pit of hell right now and loose God's people right now in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, we're binding up, oh, God, spirits of masturbation today. We command it to go back to the pit of hell in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. We're giving you praise, we're giving you glory, and we're giving you honor on today, Father God. We're binding up, oh, God, herpes today, Father God. We send back to the pit of hell in the mighty name of Jesus. We command it to leave and loose your people today, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. We're binding up, oh, God, HIV today, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. We're binding up, oh, God. Every disease, every VD, oh, God, we send it back to the dry place in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. And we just thank you, God, for all that you're doing, Father God, amongst your people, Father God. Arthritis, we command you to go right now in the mighty name of Jesus. MS, we command you to go right now in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. And we just thank you, God, and we're giving you praise, oh, God, for the migraines leaving now, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. For you are worthy and you are able, oh, God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, that we binding up the spirit of infirmity, and we cast it into the dry place, oh, God, and we decree and declare that every disease, every disorder, every dysfunction of the body known to man is being cast into the fiery sea right now, oh, God, and we bless your holy name, Father God. Glory to your name, Father God. Hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah. We release your joy over the people today, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. We stand, oh, God, on your word that tells us that weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes into them in the morning time, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. So we thank you that it's morning time for the body of Christ, Father God. Morning time, not morning time, but morning time. Hallelujah. And we give you praise, oh, God. We give you praise, God. Oh, God. We give you praise, oh, God, for victory, 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 victory shall be ours. Victory is ours, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. And we bind up every principality high, every high and haughty thing that exalts itself against your knowledge. Right now, we bind up every trick, trap, ploy, plot, and plan of the enemy. We bind up every snare, oh, God, every bit of slander, oh, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, every lying spirit, we bind it up right now and cast it into the fiery sea, because we hereby land lock the lying lips of Lucifer right now in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. And we lose your truth, oh, God. Glory, hallelujah. We lose your faith right now, Father God, over the people, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. And, Father God, let us not get weary and well-doing, because we know your word tells us in due time we will reap if we faint not, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, don't let us give up and throw in the towel, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. But let us keep standing flat for the immovable and unshakable, abounding in your grace, oh, God, pressing towards the mighty. I call him, which is in Christ Jesus, oh, God. And we just want to thank you. We want to praise you, and we want to bless you. And we thank you, God, that while we're yet speaking, you've already answered. Oh, God, glory, hallelujah. We thank you, God, hallelujah, that all the backlash and retaliation because of these prayers is being cast up in the pit of hell right now in the mighty name of Jesus. And every manner of what? Witchcraft, the white magic, the black magic, the voodoo, the hexes, the taboos, the hocus pocus, the santeria, the opium, incantations, spells and curses are being cast back into the fire we see right now in the mighty name of Jesus. And we thank you and we love you in Jesus' mighty name. We pray, amen and amen. Hallelujah to your name.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, we want to bless your name this morning, this afternoon. And thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, for the intercessors, for the overseer, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, of this conference, Lion Prophet LaRon Matthews. We thank you, Lord, as we come in agreement, Lord God, with the intercessors who have already asking that you would pour back into them all the virtues that they poured out. We thank you, Lord God, for the vision of this conference line ministry that we follow after, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that we run with, God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for seeing us, Lord God, and bringing us into this portion with us, with you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, and this vision. We thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, for all things today. We complain about nothing, oh God, in the name of Jesus, for you are greater than anything, oh God, in our lives, oh God, that seems to be in the negative. For even your word says that you will take that which was meant for evil and turn it for good. We thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, for your people everywhere, all across this globe, Lord God. We thank you for your creation. We thank you for your purpose and your plan. We thank you for salvation. And thank you for the indwelling of the Holy Spirit that will lead and guide us into truth, Lord. We thank you for taking the scales off our eyes, oh God, and unstopping our muted ears, oh God, in the name of our deaf ears, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for the peace and the joy in the Holy Ghost. We thank you, Lord God, for speaking to us, Lord God, and bringing clarity to our lives and clarity to our steps and clarity to the day that which we live in. We thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, for all things. We thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that you love us with an unconditional love, that you don't leave us empty, you don't leave us without, Lord God. We thank you, Lord, that you are God of provision. You are Jehovah Jireh. We thank you that you care about our bodies, oh God, that you are touched with every infirmity, everything that we go through, Lord God, mentally, spiritually, oh God, and physically, Lord. You are touched with it, oh God. You know everything about us, Lord. You created us. And we just want to give you glory today and thank you for today. We thank you, Lord God, for our brothers and sisters, oh God, across the waters, across the sea, oh God, in the name of Jesus, across the many oceans. We thank you, Lord God, for those believers there, Lord God, that are calling on the name of Jesus Christ. We thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that you are moving in their behalf, that you're moving in their ministries, that you're moving in their households, that you're moving in their governments, oh God, as they cry out, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that you're covering them and you're shielding them, you're protecting them, that you're healing them, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, in every place that they need healing, that you're building them, Lord God. You're building them as they pray in the Holy Ghost. You're building up their faith, oh God, in the name of Jesus, to believe you, oh God, that they can do all things through Christ, which strengthens them. We thank you, Lord God, for the schools that are being built and the children that are being educated, Lord God. We thank you for ministries, oh God, being poured out, Lord, that the word of God is reached all over the land. We just want to thank you, Lord God. We thank you for the peace and the joy, oh God, that you have replaced in their hearts, oh God, from the things, oh God, of the attacks of the enemy through the governments, oh God, through the land, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Now, Father, we have not forgotten our brothers and sisters across the oceans, and we know that you have not forgotten them. You have not forgotten us here in the United States, oh God, where many things are taken for granted, oh God, for granted that we can worship, oh God, openly and freely. For granted, oh God, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, that our government, oh God, that we still have what we think is some control. But, oh God, you said men should always pray and not faint. Lord, we don't want to faint by the wayside.
So we pray for leadership, oh God, in the name of Jesus, to be raised up in the kingdom of God, those that will have clarity and sound and that will truly have a connection and intimacy in the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. We thank you right now, Lord God, that you're giving us pastors after your own heart, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that you still have men and women that are hungry and thirsting after you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, that you have leaders that are willing to sacrifice and to give of themselves, Lord, and to allow you to pour into them so that they can be poured out into your people, oh God, and to that they may equip your people, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, in faith in the word of God, in the name of Jesus, that they might be established, oh God, in the name of Jesus, to go forth in the kingdom of God and know beyond a shadow of a doubt what their purpose and plan is, oh God, of you, God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, without murmuring and complaining about things that we must go through, struggles and challenges. We're thankful, Lord God, for we know that these things are coming to shape us and make us and mold us into the vessel he called us to be, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord God, because we know that as long as you are there, oh God, and we are in your presence, oh God, we are not forgotten. We are not left alone. We are not forsaken. For you said, oh God, you would never leave us nor forsake us, though you're with us always. We thank you, Lord God, that you told us to occupy till you come, Lord God, that you've given us our place and our posture and our positions, oh God, in the name of Jesus, in the spirit, hallelujah, where to dwell in, oh God, and dwell from, oh God, in the name of Jesus, until you come, Lord God, and you have called us, oh God, to do that which you have said, oh God, in the name of Jesus, to be about the Father's business. So, Father, we thank you right now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, for the peace and joy, hallelujah, that you've given us in the Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. And though there's much chaos in the earth realm, Lord God, we thank you that you are there, that you are still in control, Lord God. And though it seems that the enemy, oh God, is raging, hallelujah, and winning, but he is not, oh God, because you have already won the battle. You have already crushed his head, and you've already given us the victory, oh God. I just want to thank you today, Lord God. I thank you, Lord, that you have released, hallelujah, the sound through all the earth, oh God, your sound, your rhythm, your vibration, oh God, of your heart and your mind and your spirit, oh God, hallelujah, to your people, oh God, that was here, those that you have drawn, oh God, that had came, that accepted, that received, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that are your sons and your daughters, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We just want to thank you, Lord God, that you've given us, hallelujah, the opportunity, that you've given us our identity, that we are the head and not the tail, the above only and not the beneath, oh God. Hallelujah, the lender and not the borrower, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that we are the royal priesthood and the holy nation, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that we're no longer wandering around in the wilderness, oh God, in the name of Jesus, on a two-week trip that took us years and years, that you snatched us out of that place where we once were, oh God, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah. You brought our mindset, oh God, in the name of Jesus, and to the mindset of royalty, of king's children, oh God, and out of this place of slavery and pitfalls, oh God, in the name of Jesus, and falling for the things of the people that are not speaking truth, oh God, in the name of Jesus. But you took the veil of our eyes, oh God, and you opened our hearts and our minds, oh God, to truth, oh God. You revealed the mysteries of you, oh God, that you wanted us to see in this day, oh God, at this time, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We just want to thank you right now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, for all things. We thank you that you're binding up the enemy and you're casting him down and you're casting him out away from our families, away from our children, oh God. We decree and declare now the soundness and soberness of minds, oh God, that you're rebuking, oh God. God, in the name of Jesus, everything that's not like you. We rebuke those spirits of addictions, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We rebuke the spirit of confusion and forgetfulness, oh God, dementia and Alzheimer's, oh God. The spirit, oh God, that comes to infiltrate the world, oh God, and the people, oh God, through the thinking process, oh God, of the worldly system, oh God, and to adapting to the world system, oh God, causing them, oh God, to be in chaos in their minds and mental illnesses, oh God, in the name of Jesus, rejections of things and of people, oh God, in the name of Jesus, feeling inadequate, low self-esteem, we bind it up, oh God, in the name of Jesus, and we decree and declare now, God, that you said you did not give us the spirit of fear, but that of love and power and of a sound mind, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. So we eradicate by the authority of your word, oh God, the spirit of fear, oh God, which is the opposite of faith. And we release faith today, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And we take the keys that you have given us, oh God, to loose and to bind. And whatsoever we bind on earth is bound in heaven. And whatsoever we loose on earth is loosed in heaven. We thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, for the authority that you've given us to walk in the Holy Ghost, oh God, in the name of Jesus, to cast out devils, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And we decree and declare today, God, we will move into that place, oh God, in our spirit man, oh God, in the name of Jesus, receiving by faith your word, oh God, and expecting, oh God, to see those things happen, oh God. For you did not say them empty, oh God. You did not say them to be void, oh God, but you said them, oh God, to establish that which you want in the kingdom of God and your kingdom people, oh God, to take authority here on this earth, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh God, we thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that you are speaking your word, oh God, and Yosha, and it is going forth, and it is a kosa. It is performing that which you have said, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, make us vessels willing, open unto your will and your way, oh God. Oh God, oh God, we thank you for the power that you released unto us, oh God, in our by your spirit, oh God, to unlock, oh God, to break those fetters and break those chains, oh God. To break the bars of the imprisonments of the mind and of the spirit of the Makusia. Oh God, to bring those emotions, oh God, into alignment, oh God, that we're walking up truly by faith, oh God, truly following your word and your pathway, oh God, that you have set for us. In the name of Jesus Christ, we bless your name today, oh God. We glorify you, magnify you, exalt you, oh God. For you are worthy of the praise and the honor and the glory. All things are belonging to you, oh God. We belong to you, oh God. We are the sheep of your pasture, oh God. We thank you right now, God, for moving them. Opening the eyes and the hearts of your people, drawing them back into the kingdom. You're awakening and shaking, oh God. You're preparing us, oh God. You're speaking, oh God, clearly, oh God, to make ready, to make preparation, oh God, to stand strong, to not be moved, to not be shaken, oh God, to not fail, oh God, to not look back, oh God, but to drive and go
stand in the power of your might, O God. To not be distracted, O God. Neither look to the left, to the right, O God. But to keep our eyes on you, God. Keep our hearts open to you. To guide our hearts, guide our minds, O God. Bind up every evil force, every demonic spirit, oh God, everything, God, that comes to destroy your people, everything that comes to kill, oh God, everything that tries to come into our families, our neighborhoods, our community, to steal the blessings of God, the treasures that you set for us, oh God, in and out. Yes, God, oh God, we praise you, we glorify you. Bring us the end of our shine to your plan, oh God. Bring us back into the plan you have set for our families, oh God. Bring us back into the order, oh God, that you have called us to walk in, oh God. Bring the body of believers together, to fitly join together, to work together, oh God. Oh God, bring back the identity to your people, oh God, of the church, oh God. We are the church, oh God, help us to see. Help us to have a true sound, oh God. Oh God, oh, glory to your name, oh God. Oh God, glory to your name, oh God. We bless you today. We bless you for your presence. We bless you for your anointing that destroys yokes and breaks fetters. We bless you, oh God, in the name of Jesus, for opening our eyes, opening our ears, bringing the clarity, for loving us unconditionally, for establishing us, oh God, in the Amenokotia. Oh God, for making ready, oh God, in the Amenokotia. For sounding the alarm, oh God, in the name of God, to make us aware and alert, oh God, to what is to come, oh God, in the Amenokotia. Oh God, that we might lift up our voices, oh God, oh, like a trumpet, and you are blowing the trumpet in our spirit, man, oh God. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Glory to God, glory to God, glory to God. Make ready, make ready, make ready, make ready, make ready, make ready. Stand still. Ikendo Russia Tama Sikendo. Vikan the Andalo Kosi and the Lobo Si and the Lobo Kosa. Hear what I say. Make ready, make ready. Be still, be still, be still. Still, know that I am God, know that I'm God, know that I'm God, know that I'm God, know me, know me, know me, know me. Ikisekendo
God, in the name of Jesus, God, we thank you right now for this day. Lord, said this is the day that you have made, that we will rejoice and be glad in it. Right now, in the name of Jesus, God, we're lifting up all ministry gifts around the world, God, that have been faithful to you in every area of their life, God, in the midst of the struggle, in the midst of the hard times, the good times, and the bad, that you said in your word, God, in the book of Isaiah. Hallelujah. We're standing on your word, Isaiah 10 and 27. And it shall come to pass that in that day that the yoke shall be taken off our shoulders and the burden from around our neck. And the yoke shall be destroyed because of the anointing. He also said in your word, every battle of a warrior is with confused noise. The God that rolled in blood, but this shall be with consuming fire. Father, we thank you right now for your power, your presence today. We're binding up every demonic entity that will come and move and try to stop the presence and the power of your word over the life of your people, even now, in Jesus' name. But you also said in your word in Philippians 4 and 4, you said, rejoice in the Lord again. You say, rejoice. You said, let our moderation be known unto all men that you are the Lord God at hand. said, be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer, supplication, and with thanksgiving, let our requests be made known unto you, Father, Yahweh, Elohim, and the peace of God, which passes all understanding, should keep our heart and mind through your Son, Yeshua, the Christ. He said, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, and whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. Those things which we have both learned, received, heard, and seen in you, and do. And the God of peace shall be with us. You said in your word, God, if we follow peace with all men, holiness without no man should see the Lord. He said, if our ways please you, you make our enemy have peace with us. And God, we decree and declare right now that peace be still around us even now in the name of Jesus. God, we overrule every demonic whisper, enchanters, and we come against strongholds at the hand of the enemy in the name of Jesus. We're binding up, denouncing, and we witchcraft sponsor spirit. We come against voodoo spirit. We're binding up in the name of Jesus. We come against demonic Jekyll spirit, tackling spirit in the name of Jesus. We come against those chanters right now in the name of Jesus. We overrule every soothsayer, sorcery. We're taking authority over it now in the name of Jesus. Black magic, white magic. We're taking authority right now in the spirit realm. We come against voodoo spirit, and we come against every attack of those spirits been sent and launched against your people, Ouija board. We come against demonic signs in the name of Jesus. And we overrule in every sanction that the enemy has sent against your people to operate through magic, wizardry, in the name of Jesus. Frequency that creates sound in the name of Jesus that will call us to deviate from the course of your word. We bind it up now in the name of Jesus. Satan, the Lord God, rebuke you. We drive out that frequency. We drive out that spirit. We drive out that presence even now in the name of Jesus. And we replace it with the word of God and the power of your word. You said in your word, death and life is in the power of the tongue. And they that use it, use the fruit of it in the name of Jesus. Now move by your power that we decree and declare that the wings of the earth ran. That we find to the very presence of your word in the angelic reinforcement move over your people even now in the name of Jesus. We come against the stronghold of confusion right now in the name of Jesus. We bind up the spirit of death and premature death. We come against suicidal thoughts, homicidal thoughts in the name of Jesus. Low self-esteem, rejection, bitterness, anger, strife, envy, malice. Cover the spirits. We overruling it now in the name of Jesus. Father, we take an authority right now over false vision that the enemy is coming to the dream world and make our dreams and our vision look like it's not going to come to pass because there's a spirit of delay that's delaying the mind of your people, God, in the name of Jesus. We overruling every diabolical intent. We come against spiritual demonic forces in the spirit realm that's holding up and hijacking the blessings of the people and their vision and their purpose in the name of Jesus. We're binding up right now the Prince of Persia in every entity that comes under that demonic spirit and operate in the spiritual realm and try to cause confusion to the people's mind in the name of Jesus. You said in your word in Isaiah 26:3, you will keep us in perfect peace, who mind is stayed on you, God, in the name of Jesus. Father, you said in your word that the weapons of our warfare, they're not carnal, but they're mightier through you to the pulling down of that stronghold and the casting down every imagination and every high thing that would have drawn itself against the knowledge of your words. God, we're bringing every thought into the obedience of your will. God, we're having a readiness to be revenge disobedient when our obedience is fulfilled. Father, we thank you right now. We thank you for the mind, God, being transformed, God, in the name of Jesus. We come against every demonic spirit that have been sent through the cerebellum and the cerebrum, sensory of you, God, in the name of Jesus, and replacing it with demonic illusion and delusion and hallucination and mindset in the name of Jesus. See, then the Lord God rebuke you now in the name of Jesus. We speak and decree and declare, God, your power and your glory to be released over your people even now in the name of Jesus. God, we lift up those that are dealing with battle fatigue and stress, God, and weariness, God, in the name of Jesus. You said in your word, don't be weary and well-doing, but in due season we will reap if we faint not. In the name of Jesus, Father, we thank you right now.
this awesome weekend, this awesome season that you brought us in the name of Jesus. God, we come against the spirit of gossip and slander. We bind up the spirit of slander, God, that have been sent out against men and women of God to slander their character, to slander their life in the name of Jesus. God, we overrule that every intent of the hand of the enemy right now in the name of Jesus. You said in your word in Luke 18 and 1 unto this end that man ought to always to pray and to not faint. God, we're standing on the power, God, that we won't faint in the day of adversity, God, because you said our strength is small, but God, we're standing on the word of God. We're standing on your miracle presence and power now in the name of Jesus. We come against demonic teleporting spirit, God, astral projection, micromancy, God, in the name of Jesus. Father, move by your power over the people of God. Give them the strength that they need, God. We decree and declare, God, supernatural power and glory over your people even now in the name of Jesus. We drive it out, God. We drive out the forces of the end of the enemy that's interrupting destiny, God, in the name of Jesus. And God, people continue to live and breathe under the umbrella of damage. Aglobo, Rosata, Shekanamando, Upa, Sekatahaya, Ruko, Sandidianza. God, do it for your people now in the name of Jesus. You said healing is the children's bread, and by your stripes we are healed, God. We thank you for the healing anointing, the healing power in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you right now. You touch our children, God. David said in Psalm 37 and 25, he said, yeah, he was young, but now he was old. Never have he seen the righteous forsaken. And neither their seed begging bread, God. God, we lifted up each and every one of the men and women of God, seed and their children, God, in the name of Jesus. Their grandchildren, their suckling, God, in the name of Jesus. God, we lifted them up before you, God. You touch them in those school systems, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Every demonic spirit that have been sent out, we come against the pedophile spirit, God, in the name of Jesus. Trafficking spirit on internet and social media and platforms that will try to get into the mind of the children, God, by way of YouTube, Facebook, God, in the name of Jesus, television, teleporting television, in the name of Jesus, social media platforms, God, in the name of Jesus, television, God, in the name of Jesus, through books that they read, God, in the name of Jesus, we overrule governmental plan and strategies in the name of Jesus that will cause confusion to the lives of your children, in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you right now for the turnaround, God. We thank you for major turnaround even now, God. City, each and every state, God, in the name of Jesus. All 50 states, God, all 50 governors, all 100 congressmen, and all 100 senators, and all 435 congressional seats, God, in the name of Jesus. Move by your power, move by your authority, God. Give them a breakthrough and breakers anointing, God. We're binding up that homosexual spirit. We come against the perverted spirit. We come against the mindset, in the name of Jesus. And we're binding up perverted spirit. We come against spirit of perversion, in the name of Jesus. We overruling the lust spirit that comes through the thoughts in the mind of the people. In the name of Jesus, we overruling that spirit. We overruling that demonic entity in the name of Jesus. And we're driving it out, God. We're driving out the poverty mindset that will steal visions and purpose of people that operate in wittiness, gifted and talented in the name of Jesus. God, give them right now memory recall of the word of God over the word, God, in the word of God, in the name of Jesus, that they follow the word of God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you right now for your mighty hand. You said they that know their God should do great exploits, God. We're going to operate in great exploits in the city, in our towns, in our nations, in the name of Jesus. Satan, the Lord God, rebuke you. In the name of Jesus, we drive you out. We drive accusation of people, accusation against men and women of God in the courtroom. We come against it. In the name of Jesus, we come against accusation against family bloodlines in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you right now for the breakthrough and breakers anointing that you're giving us right now in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, God, move over our track record, our record of our past, God. We know that you're taking us through it, God. You're bringing us out, God, in the name of Jesus. Now, God, push us into our future because you already predicted it from the past. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you right now because you're preordained and predestined us to be where we at today in the name of Jesus. And Father, when you said, let there be be, God. You had already established everything from the beginning of time. In the name of Jesus, Father, we thank you for it right now. We thank you for your glory. We thank you for your power. We thank you for your strength, God, over the minds of your people, God. In the name of Jesus, let your healing power be released over them now. In the name of Jesus, God, touch the hearts of your people, those that are carrying and walking around with unforgiveness in them and bitterness and hurt and anger, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Father, you touch your people. Touch right now, Lord. Turn it around in the name of Jesus. Heal in the name of Jesus. Give us victory in the name of Jesus. Let your powerful love overshadow all of the hurts and the pain of so many people. Father, we're standing on the word of God for breakthroughs today. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, you are answer. You are prayer-answering God, and you have answered the prayer and the call. For you said in your word in Isaiah 65:24, and it shall come to pass that before we pray, you have already heard. While we're yet waiting, you have already responded. You said in your word, God, in the book of Isaiah 1:12, you told Isaiah, you were hasting a word to perform it. God, we thank you for the word that's been performed already in the name of Jesus. And Father, I lift up those men and women of God that are dealing with issues in their own personal family, their own personal life, their own personal mind, God. You've given that strength, God. I speak to the sciatica nerve, God. Touch right now that somebody's dealing with some issues in that sciatica nerve, God, in the name of Jesus. Touch that person that's dealing with issues in their heart, God, in the name of Jesus. Cover that person that got joint issues, joint pain, God. Touch that person that's dealing with issues in the lower extremity of the feet, God, in the name of Jesus. Move over them right now. Move over them right now, God, in the name of Jesus. Give them the strength, God. I speak to the spirit of carpal tunnel, God. Let your healing power go with them, God. I speak to white cells and red cells, even now, in the name of Jesus. I speak to glucose level, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. I bind up high blood pressure in the name of Jesus. I overrule low blood pressure in the name of Jesus. We bind up sugar diabetes. We bind up lupus, God, in the name of Jesus. We bind up sarcoidosis, God, in the name of Jesus. We come against baldness in the hair, God, in the name of Jesus. Stress organs, God, in the name of Jesus. God, move by your power, God, over the female issues, in the female body, God, that's dealing with those issues, God. Blood disease, God, in the name of Jesus. God, do it for your glory. Touch the male organs, the male part of the body, God. Give them the strength that they need, God, in the name of Jesus. God, I speak to cancer. I speak to the cancer in the cell, the cellular system of cancer, God. We overrule it, God. We bind up ovarian cancer in the name of Jesus. We're binding up prostate cancer in the name of Jesus. We come against colon cancer in the name of Jesus. We come against renal cancer in the name of Jesus. We come against bone cancer in the name of Jesus. We come against brain cancer in the name of Jesus. We come against breast cancer in the name of Jesus. God, move by your power. Move by your power over that body right now. In the name of Jesus. Go and shine, God. Heal the body, God. Let your oil move fresh. Let a fresh anointing fall. Let a fresh anointing fall over the men and women of God to this new level that they're walking in. In the name of Jesus. Let a fresh anointing fall, God. Let the power of the fresh anointing fall. In the name of Jesus. Let a fresh anointing fall over them now. In the name of Jesus, let a fresh anointing fall over them now, God. In the name of Jesus, over their job, God, over their ministry, God. Renew and refresh them, God, over marriage, God, over singleness, God. In the name of Jesus, God, bless people with the right mate, the right mate in their life, God. In the name of Jesus, strengthen these marriages, strengthen the union of the marriage, strengthen the family union. In the name of Jesus, of one man and one woman, one woman and one man. In the name of Jesus, Father, do it for your glory. Do it now. God, give us politicians and elected officials that will work for the betterment of morality and principles. In the name of Jesus, Father, we thank you right now. We thank you right now for God. We thank you right now, God. For the waters are troubled, Lord, in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you right now for moving right now. Thank you, God, for moving right now. In the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you for moving, God, over the people of God in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you for turning things around even now in the name of Jesus. I thank you for healing the mind of your people in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you right now. Cover our business and business people. Cover their business right now in the name of Jesus. Prosper their business. Prosper their business, God. Prosper their business even now in the name of Jesus. Those that are struggling with business, God, move over them now in the name of Jesus. Those that came out of the hard time in their business, move over them in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for it right now. We thank you right now. Those that are moving to new homes, new places, God, new apartments, God, make a way for the matter, no way. Touch them with ownership. God, we prophesy ownership. Ownership right now that they'll be the owner in the name of Jesus. And they'll be the lender and not the borrower in the name of Jesus. Father, I thank you for it right now. And I give you praise, glory, and honor in the name of Jesus. And now by the power of God and by the authority of God and by the ability of Almighty God in the name of Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach. Thank God. Hallelujah. And it is so. Hallelujah. Thank God. Hallelujah. It is so. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. And amen to the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Bless your name, God. Bless your name, Father. Bless your name. Bless your holy name. Bless your name, Father. We thank you for it now. In Jesus' name. Thank God. Amen. Amen. Glory to God today. Glory to God today. Yes, Lord Jesus. And we erect anything else in atmosphere around our region. We arrest those dark spirits. And we decree the divine presence of God in full operation in everything that we do. In Jesus' name, it is so. Amen. Hallelujah. That's God. Thank you, Jesus. We're blessing you all today. And we're thanking God for this service today. The mighty hand of the Lord on many of us. Thanking God for the strength that he's given us in these times to continue to stay steadfast and unmovable. Hallelujah. In the name of the Lord. And it is so in Jesus' name. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Since we bless the Lord, many of you, we are in an unusual time. Some of the stuff we're experiencing is not really a word for it, but God still has us here. We're still here. We're still here doing the things of the kingdom of God in spite of all of those things that are happening around us. We're steady, tall, and firm on God's word and love for us. And I thank God. Hallelujah. Thank God for the presence and the power of his word for many of our lives. A lot of the saints today. Thank God for you all today. Continue to be strong, saints. And people of God now. Continue to be steadfast, people of God today. Continue to stay in that place where the Spirit of the Lord God is. And his will shall be done out of moving miraculously over many of our lives right this moment, at this hour. And you have to be strong, people of God. You have to be steadfast, unmovable in the things of the Lord. In Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. All right. We then release the power of prayer. Anyone, if the Lord has given you something to release to us, for the people of God,
as we pray for the Lord to reveal something to you concerning what is going on in the land now. I want to give you an opportunity to do that. All you have to do is hit star 6 on the conference line, on the blog side, hit 1 on your dial to bring you in. Hallelujah, glory to God. We're standing on the word today and the power of his word. Thank you, God, for everything that he's done for us on this day. Hallelujah. We want to be a picture in the mirror of God in everything that we do and everywhere we go. In Jesus' name. All right. If you're listening in today, you can hit star 6 on the conference line once again. If the Lord gave you something to release to the people of God, we certainly want you to be obedient to that and release. If the Lord gave you anything, if he didn't, we still bless the Lord for you as well. People of God, thanking God for being with you on today. The mighty hand of the Lord is on your life on today. Hallelujah. We're totally excited about what God is doing on today. All right, if you're on the blog site, hit 1 on your dial, and you can we'll bring you in.
Amen. 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 My brother, thank you for speaking the word. Thank you for being a vessel to our Heavenly Father. My brother, thank you for being a vessel to our Heavenly Father, for getting the word out and making this world a better place the way God sees it, the way God wants it. Amen. We need more people like you, my brother. Amen. May the love and light of God and your words come through to all of us. May it heal us. May it touch us. And my brother, I need to ask you, please, for a prayer. And I come to you in the most humblest ways. I'm going through a difficult time. My sister, a beautiful woman, has been, I believe, possessed. My sister wants to become a man, and she is going in for sexual reassignment surgery. And we are just, there are no words to explain our, to describe our grief. And my brother, I need you to please, I want to ask you, can you please pray that if my sister goes through with this operation to become a man, may the Lord strike down on her and end her life on that operating table. Can you please pray for that?
Amen. I'm going to pray, man of God, for you today, for her today, and we're going to believe God this very moment that God's going to change the heart. Proverbs 21:1 says these words in Proverbs 21:1. And 21:1, here's what the word of the Lord God said in Proverbs 21:1. Powerful move of God, 21:1. The word of the Lord God said, the king's heart is in the hand of the Lord. As the rivers of water, he turneth it whithersoever he will. And every way of a man is right in his own eye, but the Lord ponders the heart. I'm standing with you today that God is going to turn the heart of this sister of yours around, and the demonic spirit that is operating in her. But it looks like what I'm sensing in the spirit is that a process of what has transpired, looking like I'm seeing a conglomerate of women who were around her connecting with her. And it's like a covenant that she made. I'm speaking against this demonic covenant that she made, and that God will move on her quickly and move on it powerfully. I'm even speaking to the self-same moment. I'm decreeing the self-same moment as God did when the centurion man came into the city and he beseeched Jesus that his servant was at home sick and grievously tormented. And he said, Jesus said to him, we'll go. He said, I'm not worthy for you to go under my roof. I'm a man of authority. I can tell people to go here and there. He said, but speak the word only. Jesus said, I have never seen such faith in Israel. And the word of God said, in the self-same moment, that means immediately,
God, turn that thing around. We call him forth the word of God. We call him God for record today because of your appeal, that your appeal to God today. We're standing on your appeal to the Lord today, my brother, that God's going to move immediately. Matter of fact, move over the doctors, the medical team, even now, to loose confusion over the camp of the enemy and break this demonic spell that the enemy has set against her right now. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, we send the word right now. We send the word now in the name of Jesus. We send the word now to this diabolical, perverse spirit, God, of an identity crisis. We send the word right now, and we command every demonic spirit that is in operation to loose her and let her go now in the name of Jesus. And we overrule every demonic entity that have been launched against her. I come against demonic covenants that's been made concerning this circumstance in the name of Jesus. God, you said in your word, the king heart is in your hand. As the Lord, you said, as the river of water, you turn it whichever way you desire. God, I speak and decree and declare to everyone that have a family, that have an identity crisis and don't know who they are. I command right now by the power and the authority of the word of God, winds of the east, sign out of your faith, and the winds of the west, and the winds of the north and the south, move quickly in the operation against this demonic spirit that operates through ancient demonic entity, and we break and pull down the demonic assignment of satanic surveillances that have been sent in, and I overrule every demonic spirit that will try to stop the presence of God in the name of Jesus. And we decree it's done now by the power of God and by the authority of God and by the ability of Almighty God. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Hallelujah. It is so, Father God. It is so. It is so. In the name of Jesus. Job said, if we decree a thing, that thing she established, God. Give her back her mind, say, deliver Hosha. Give her back her mind, amen. God, do it right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, we overrule in that demonic picture. I said it about God. And hold her mind hostage. I come against the demonic spirit of hostility right now and anger inside of her concerning Mirabosa. Concerning these male figures in the name of Jesus. And Father, I thank you for it right now. And we give you praise, glory, and honor. And God, we lift up my brother right now that's standing in the gap with us. And we're standing in the gap with him even now, God, that you turn this thing around now in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Thank God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. God, do it now. We thank you right now. Not forsaken. God, we thank you for your moving right now. We thank you for your moving and your presence and your power. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. We speak life. We speak life. We speak life over her. In the name of Jesus, and we overrule the demonic spirit that was assigned to her, Oshama, that was assigned to her many years ago, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you for it now. You said in your word, let you arise and our enemies be scattered. Scatter those demonic enemies. I come against the torturing and tormenting spirit. I bind it up, the tormenting spirit that have tormented her over these last 17 years. Father, we thank you for it now. In Jesus' name, thank God. Amen, amen, and amen. Thank you, God. Thank you for the victory, Alamosi. Thank you for the victory right now. Thank you for your power. Thank you for your glory. Thank you for turning it around. Thank you for turning other folks around. Thank you for turning that person around. Thank you for turning them around. In the name of Jesus, thank you right now. And it is so. Thank God. Hallelujah. Amen. The Lamb of God.
Amen.
It
want my sister to be a man. Amen. Don't make my sister a man, please, God.
In Jesus' name. Yes, Lord Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name. Thank God. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Thank God. Bless you on today.
Don't make my sister a man.
Thank you for standing. We're standing with you. Standing with us.
Thank you. Bless Amen. You. God bless you.
Amen. Bless you as well, too. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. On the blog side, another caller over there. Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Hello, and God bless.
God bless you, caller.
Oh, this, I have to thank, praise God for your show, and thank you. You're helping me with your prayers, and I was hoping to get a little prayer, too, if that's okay.
Yeah. Amen.
Could I?
Amen. Amen. There's a certain petition you have. That's it.
Bless you. I'm having some marital problems, and I was hoping you could pray for me.
Amen. Well, let's pray right now.
Well, can I, hold on real quick, let me tell you. Can I tell you exactly what's going on so you can pray for that? I'm sorry. Can you please pray that I get a bigger penis so I can satisfy my wife?
We're going to believe God. Amen. We're going to believe God for those good. Amen. We're going to believe God for those good desires. Amen. We're going to believe God for those good desires. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. God, you know the call. You know the need. And you know the issue that is at hand. And God, we ask in the mighty name of Jesus that you move by your power over this man's servant. God, it's his desire to fulfill the desires of his name. And God, we ask in the mighty name of Jesus that you will touch, you will move by the authority of your word, God, part of his male organs in his body, in the name of Jesus. And God, you only you can do the miraculous because his desire is for his name. And God, we ask right now that by the power and authority of your word, God, you move in this area even now. In the name of God, we thank you for it right now. We thank you for it right now. By his faith, be it unto him. Touch every part of his blood pressure, blood in his cellular system. God, strengthen him. In the name of Jesus. And Father, we give you praise, glory, and honor. In Jesus' name. Thank God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Now touch his wife, Lord. Strengthen her, God. Strengthen her right now. In the name of Jesus. Let the power of your glory overtake them both in this time of their marriage. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Well, we bless the Lord. We bless the Lord. Even for married couples. Even for single, we bless the Lord today. The God will has been done in the mighty name of Jesus. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. There's so many people that have real issues and real concern, and they have to go to somebody that we're believing God for today. In Jesus' mighty name, bless the Lord. Bless you, sir. Bless you, other sir. Amen. All right, on the blog side, I mean, on the conference side, hallelujah, if the Lord released something to you over there, you can hit *6 and come in. If the Lord released a word to you, amen. For us, the Lord gave somebody a word of knowledge, a word of wisdom, a word of encouragement as well. Hallelujah. Just standing on the word of God. Right now, in the mighty name of Jesus, glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Anyone? Amen. On the conference side. Hallelujah. All right. Glory. Amen. Anyone that the Lord gave a word? All right.
God bless you, Father.
That pray. Amen. God bless you, Pastor Brown.
Thank you for prayer today. As I was praying today, actually when I got up today earlier, I was looking at a magazine and it was asking, are you prepared for, are you ready for the storm? Are you seeing the storm? I believe that's what it was saying. And the storm came up and it was so strong. They used to sing in the church, there's a storm out over the ocean and it's moving this way.
It came out of my mouth. Yeah.
Not anchored in Jesus, you will surely drift away. And I just began to kind of go through the lyrics of those songs, thinking about them. And then when I talked to you, getting on the prayer, and as I was praying, the Spirit of the Lord was saying, make ready. For the people to make ready, we have to stay ready. We have to position ourselves and posture ourselves and position ourselves in God, in the presence of God, so that we'll be able to withstand whatever is to come. And sometimes people look at, you know, big tragedies, you know, that are happening massively, such as when COVID happened, or we look at things like war and stuff like that. But sometimes there are major, major things that are going to be happening individually in each other, in people's lives, and it's going to be stronger than the normal things that we once went through, like family problems, sicknesses and stuff. But there's things that are hitting the atmosphere, such as we have a lot of mental illness going on, and we think our minds are sound. We better make sure that we are strong and settled and stable in God, because it's not going to be a respected person of what is coming through here, and we want to be able to stand no matter what the situation is. And there definitely is a storm coming, whether it be a global thing or an individual thing. It is definitely hitting the church. We know that. And God's coming back after his church, which is his bride, and he wants us to be ready. He wants us to make ready. And that means if you haven't gotten yourself together, if you have not been walking as such as you should, you better get it together. You know, there's no more excuses. There's no more blaming it on anybody, pointing up fingers. Even the Word of God talks about a pointing up fingers at others. You got to take account of the responsibility and accountability for your soul. And he's also saying, know my sound. People are saying, God said this, God said that. But you better know and be in the presence of God so that you know that it's God's voice that is speaking, that you know that it's his word that is backing up what he's saying. Mm-hmm. And he said, know me, and that's what it's all about, knowing him. And when you get in the presence of God and to know, you will know his sound. He said, be still. That means not for you to just stand still and do nothing, but to stay in that place of his presence and listen carefully and respond assuredly in what he said, and know that he is speaking, and know that it is him, and know that it's him moving. Because what he's going to show you, he's going to show you that it's him, and it's nobody else, and it's only him. And so that's why he's also telling us to wait on him. Don't be in a hurry. Don't be in a hurry. Don't try to run ahead. Don't try to look for a microwave answer. Don't run to other people looking for answers. But you got to hear God in this day. And if you don't know his voice, you better make the sacrifice of whatever it is in your life to move it out of your life, any distraction, whatever it is, to know God and to know that it is God. God bless you.
Amen. And I come into total agreement with you on there, Pastor Brown, because in this season that we're in over the last several weeks, even after this, March 28th, 2022 Grammy Oscars Award Ceremony. That was a major decoy in the earth realm. And I shared with the people, told many people, God said, we're in a declared war now. And that war not only covers what's getting ready to happen, but that war has intensified the mind. So that let Hollywood know that that they have declared war on everybody. And many people are looking at the slap in the face, but they forgot to turn to the other cheek that came out of that.
Yes.
And so many demonic things are happening. And me as a prophet, and I know I'm in a good place with the Lord, I've been in an intensified warfare because I'm watching so many of the church people in battle themselves, personally in battle themselves.
Yeah.
And I'm looking at so many people are saying that God is saying stuff that is not. I literally can read people's minds, even in where they're sitting in peace. And I'm just amazed, like, Lord, wow. I don't even think it's that you, because we can hear the thoughts of the people. And some of the things that people are saying that they say that God is telling them, and they don't know that they hear a deity God in the spirit realm, the frequency in the land. In the land right now, people are hearing because they say they're connected to the Lord. They're missing what God is really trying to reveal to them in this time of in the earth realm. And the enemy is playing on the lives of many people now. And as believers, we have to be strong in God like never before. But what we're up against is far greater than you can ever imagine. And so many of us is dealing with the devil like he's dealing with a mosquito. The devil is not a mosquito. This demonic entity is in full operation in human people and in people who are in church buildings. And we have to be strong as believers in our walk with the Lord. And we have to be careful what we allow into the spiritual vault that God has already ordained for us. I've watched so many people over the last 7 years allow people to speak into their spiritual vault a false word that have them now discombobulated. There are people who was against homosexuality now compromising. People who had perverted stuff now compromise as justification. You cannot do that. You have to understand, being a turn to the other cheek, it was already sent out. But Hollywood is doing now. This strong spirit. And we have to be strong. You have to be strong. And if you are a believer, and you're not under a safety net, and you by yourself, you're in the greatest danger your life can ever take on right now. You're in the grave danger because you can't, the spirits we're fighting right now, you can't fight that alone. So you don't pretend God got you by yourself. No, it's the most dangerous time right now. And I know the intensified warfare that I'm under, and God is taking care of me. So I just imagine some of these people out here right now that are loose cannon. They're loose cannon. And demon spirits are playing on their mind. So we have to be strong in God, Satan. And seek out people, seek that word. Get into that presence of God and watch what he will do for you. Amen. Hallelujah. Man, there's so much. There's frequencies right now in the land that's launched right now in the land. And they're not just showing up overnight. It's because of the elevation that God has taken many of us in. He's elevating men and women of God. And those who we had once trusted in, and when the people you used to see that we used to see elevated,
You now watching and say, man, God, they were not where they were at. God is elevating to a place where we used to see people who we used to celebrate and look at them and say, man. Because God is revealing all things to the believer who wants to be revealed. He's showing us that. Far greater than our imagination and ever phantom in the land. Thank you, Pastor Brown. Amen. Glory to God. And those who we pray for, and the ones, even today we pray for, we pray for those people with no spirits, and they were not of God. You will know, because God would not let me in this season. God is not going to let any enemy get past us, and he's not going to let the enemy do anything he wants and not pay a price because of the level of the power and the presence of God right now that is going on in the land. Anyone else today? Hallelujah.
Amen. Praise God. Hello. Hey, Pastor, listen to me. How are you?
Good, woman of God.
God bless you.
God bless you, too.
When I think this pastor wanted to pray last or before you, as she was.
And Pastor Walinda Brown, yes, ma'am.
While she was praying and decreeing and people coming forth, and she's praying for ministry gifts. And before I even got on the line, I felt like chills. And suddenly I felt like the pain in my chest. And I started crying, and it didn't make any sense. It was coming apart. I said, what is going on here? And then I heard delay. And God told me come against the spirit of delay. And I think when you were praying, you did hit that. I'm sorry. I feel better, but I started out with, like, chills, and it was like my immune system was trying to, I was like, what is going on? It didn't make any sense to me. So my question is, does this have to do with when you're going through the process or change or growing? Is that what this is about? I don't know.
Well, what you're dealing with in your body, I don't think I have anything to do with that. I just have nothing to do with the precipitation in the land. We're in a changing climate. You know, the weather's changing in Illinois. The weather's changing. And we have to really bundle ourselves up right now. The warfare, the spiritual warfare that we're dealing with is strong demonic presence. I won't necessarily include it in terms of what you're dealing with. Because when you got chills, it depends on the different chills. Chills into precipitation, a chill of the presence of God. And so based upon what you're saying, and I'm hearing coming out of your vocal cords, it's just simple issues that are going on within your body that you have to take care of your immune system. Amen. You're just taking care of your immune system. You're just taking your health. Bubble yourself up. Take care of your health. Amen. Other things. We're talking about warfare. We're not talking about oppression now. We're talking about possession. Because what we're fighting now is demon possession. People are opening up doors and saying they hear from God and giving the enemy opportunity to possess certain areas of their life that they didn't once have because they open up compromising doors from the place of, oh, I love you, I believe God for you. And that's good, but you cannot open up those doors. And that's what I'm speaking at from this place right here because there's doors that people have opened and they was not authorized by God. It was authorized by their feelings or their emotions or a door that the enemy allowed them to open up because of wanting to connect with people. You cannot open up doors like that. Not right now. This never open those doors up because what the enemy do in those doorways is he take advantage of men and women of God. And there's a lot of people in the body has been taken advantage of right now. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. God bless the Lord.
believing God right now for his presence.
Amen.
I hope that made sense, woman of God, for you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Amen. Bless you all today. Thank God for you. Amen. Anyone else today? All right. Hallelujah. Thank you, God, for the saints today. Thank you, God, for his people, the believer, the Lord, what the Lord is doing. Amen. People of God, if you want a copy of the prayer today that has been sent out, you can get a copy of it in its entirety. Go to blogtalkradio.com/Prophet Lorai Matthews, blogtalkradio.com/Prophet Lorai Matthews, and get a copy of today's prayer in its entirety. Also, if you're in the Chicagoland area, join us in any of our services that we're having. Let the Spirit of the Lord God bless you. Join us Sunday morning, 11 a.m. for a powerful presence, a powerful teaching. If you're in the New Jersey area, Willingboro area, join us tonight. Mother Hine will be ministering tonight. Join me tomorrow. You can go to my Facebook page. I'll be joining Pastor Gary Moore on his radio broadcast, 8 a.m. Join us tomorrow morning, 7 a.m. for our prayer. I mean, join us tomorrow morning, 5 a.m., Mother Thelma, Cindy, and myself. We'll be heading to the radio station after that. And then coming back 12 noon for a workshop, and tomorrow night at 7 o'clock service, the Destiny Conference. Amen. The Destiny Helpers Conference, and we're looking forward to that. Amen. We thank you, God, for you today. If you desire to be a blessing to the ministry, please go to our Cash App at MoneySign, RFPIM. Cash App MoneySign, RFPIM. Or you can go do it via Zelle at We Restore You, at Zelle at We Restore You. .org, that's our website. I mean, of course, in Zelle at WeRestoreYou@Yahoo.com. That's WeRestoreYou@Yahoo.com. Or you can go to our website at WeRestoreYou.org and be a blessing. We thank God for the things that God on today. May the Lord continue to keep you and guide you, is our prayer. Ministered by any final words over there, woman of God.
God bless you, man of God. A reminder also, keep Lifestyle Hair Studio, their conference lifted up in prayer this weekend as well. Evangelist, very own Evangelist, yes. And it's hosted by our very own Prophetess Tina Rice as well this weekend. April the 10th, you can join Dr. Matthews in El Mirage, Arizona at the New Covenant Kingdom Global Ministries. That's where Apostle Elizabeth Bland is the host apostle. Also keep in mind, May 15th, Dr. Matthews is on his way to Baltimore, Maryland. May 22nd, Family and Friends Day at Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries in Harvey, Illinois, where Dr. Matthews is the senior pastor. The dates for May 28th to the 29th in San Antonio, Texas have been put on hold at this time. It'll be a reschedule, and we'll let you know when. Save the date. Please save the date, June 24th through the 26th. We're getting ready for the 11-year Lifeline Prophetic Conference. That's June 24th through the 26th. More information is forthcoming on that as well. July the 7th, you can join Dr. Matthews in Chicago at the International Deliverance Church Ministries, where Apostle Linda C. Sherrill is the host pastor there. And please, if you will, save the date for August 19th through the 21st. Dr. Matthews is on his way to Marion, South Carolina, to the Ark Family Fellowship Church. If you desire for Dr. Matthews, be the guest speaker at your conference, your prophetic summit, or your revival. He's also a licensed Christian counselor. We'll be happy to coordinate that for you. Please give us a call at 877-912-2027 or call the local ministry for Administrator Bullock at 708-825-1988. God bless you, Dr. Matthews.
God bless you, Administrator Brian, as well. Continue to stay in prayer, thank to God, and join any of these great kingdom leaders that they minister in the Word of God, locally and globally around the world in their ministry. They're lifting up all of our great partners and covenant partners in ministry and sons and daughters in ministry in their different cities and towns. Support them, be part of them. And we know they're going to have we know there's going to be a phenomenal move of God this coming Saturday with Mother Thelma City in San Antonio, Texas, with Prophetess Tina Rice and the entire team. there. We're blessing God for you all and happy that God is happy for what the Lord is doing there with the San Antonio family and friends there who are blessing the kingdom of God for the that awesome luncheon and event there. We're blessing God for you all. All right, thank you, God. We love you all immensely. Anyone else from the prophetic? Anyone else from the prophetic? Or God wanted to give it your word. Yes. All right. Bless you on to that. All right. Thank you, God. We love you all. Continue to stay in that place of God. I shared something with God back with the prophet yesterday. He had ice cream froze. We're going to try to continue to do more drive by with the prophet because they've been some very powerful things that God has been revealing to me for the people and some pastors and men and women of God. I am ministered by it. I've gotten a lot of inboxes from pastors who are in warfare, leaders, not by fire for ministry gift, who literally, they're exhausted. They're exhausted. Even with words, they're exhausted. One pastor said, the guy set up to heaven. No. I said, God just wants you to close your mouth and open up your heart to him. Because a lot of times we're so distracted by so many things that we can't hear God because we're dealing with so many things that are carnal-minded. We got to get back in that spiritual place with God so he can move on our behalf. All right, thank you. Love you all. Appreciate you all. Thank God for you all. And may the Lord continue to keep you. It's my prayer for you. All right, have a phenomenal day in the Lord. Joining the drive by with the prophet. We'll talk to you soon. And shalom, your quote is my prayer for you on today. God bless you.
Join Prophet Laron Matthews every Sunday morning at 11:30 a.m. and on Tuesday night at 7:30 p.m. for Facebook Live. Also, you can join Prophet throughout the week with Drive-By with the Prophet for a powerful prophetic word from the Lord. You can go to Laron Matthews on Facebook and Laron Matthews Ministries and Restoration Foundation Prophetic International, Inc. on Facebook Live. We look forward to seeing you on Facebook Live with Dr. Prophet Laron Matthews. Times are subject to change depending upon the availability of Dr. Prophet Laron Matthews.
The new book is coming soon. The latest from Dr. Prophet Laron Matthews. The Encounter with Wisdom, The Secret of Her.
The Encounter with Wisdom, The Secret of Her.
The new book is coming soon. Written by Dr. Laron Matthews, Ph.D.
Get ready to have your spirit lifted and your soul rejuvenated.
The Encounter with Wisdom, The Secret of Her. By Dr. Laron Matthews, Ph.D. Stay tuned for the book release date and information on how to purchase your copy. Coming soon.
Coming soon.
The book is now available.
The book is now available.
The ultimate read. Prophet Dr. Laron Matthews, Ph.D. presents Love, the Unfinished Chapter. The brand new read by Prophet Dr. Laron Matthews, Ph.D. It's available now. Love, the Unfinished Chapter. Prophet Dr. Laron Matthews, Ph.D. presents Love, the Unfinished Chapter with a very special foreword by the late great Bishop Rance Allen. Available now. You can purchase your book at WeRestoreYou.org.
That's WeRestore, the letter U.org.
On Amazon.com, or you can call area code 708-825-1988.
Area code 708-825-1988.
For an autographed copy, order from WeRestoreYou.org. Order today. Get ready to enjoy the latest from Prophet Dr. Laron Matthews, Ph.D. Love, the Unfinished Chapter. Order your copy today.
Prophet Laron Matthews and Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries would like to thank you for your prayers and support. Prophet Matthews invites you to become a monthly partner to help reach souls of the nations all around the world. As a monthly partner with Prophet Laron Matthews and Restoration Foundation, Prophetic International Ministries, you will be a vital part of the powerful end-time army that God is raising up to bring salvation, healing, and deliverance to the nations of this world. To help accomplish our God-ordained vision, you can sow your seed at www.WeRestoreYou.org. That's WeRestore, the letter U.org. Or call 708-377-6774. Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries is a 501c3 tax-exempt ministry. God bless you.
Thank you. though the pressures of life seems to weigh you down, and you don't know which way to turn. God is concerned and is working it out for you. The child that's on cocaine, through prayer he can change. That marriage that's on the verge of breaking up, although sometimes you have to walk alone. Yourself. Is everybody?